In tomorrow's NFC playoff matchup, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers will host Eli Manning and the New York Giants. In the AFC game, the Baltimore Ravens will host the Houston Texans, who are coming off the first playoff victory in franchise history. Joining me now is Houston Chronicle sports columnist Jerome Solomon. Jerome, welcome to Only a Game.
Hello, Karen. Thank you.
The Houston Oilers skipped town in 1996 and landed in Tennessee, where they eventually became the Titans. The Texans played their inaugural season in 2002. What was the reaction in Houston after the victory over Cincinnati last weekend?
It was another rebirth, in a sense. The city was crushed when the Oilers left town. I mean, it was a team that was well-supported. Our favorite sons are Earl Campbell and Coach Bum Phillips, and they didn't leave out of a lack of support. They just left because the owner and the mayor in town couldn't come to an agreement on building a new stadium. So the city is rejoicing, I should say.
Well, this year, the Titans failed to make the playoffs, and so did that other team, you know, the one over in Dallas. Is all of that just, I don't know, butter on the Texas toast for Houston this season?
That's the toast. It's not the butter at all. So, yeah, there's a lot of circular joy for Texans fans being excited that they're doing well and the Cowboys are not.
Matt Schaub was Houston's starting quarterback when the season started. The Texans won last weekend, not with Schaub's replacement, but with the guy who replaced the guy who replaced the guy who replaced Schaub. Tell us about rookie T.J. Yates.
No one expected him to play. The coaches didn't even plan for him to play. You know, Schaub was injured the next week. Matt Leinart was injured in the first half. So T.J. Yates runs onto the field and he walks into the huddle, and several of the offensive players didn't even know that Matt Leinart had been injured on the previous play. And they looked up and said, "What the hell are you doing in the game?" They were as shocked as he was, but he has been calm, fairly cool, and he has played extremely well.
The Ravens' defense is a perennial powerhouse, and Baltimore beat Houston 29-14 in Week 6. How will the Texans' offense fare against Ray Lewis and company this time around?
The Texans' best offensive player, or certainly their most effective downfield threat, Andre Johnson, was injured and didn't play that game. He will be here. So they expect to move the ball. They know it won't be easy, but their defense is rated higher than the Ravens' defense. It's just a younger defense, and this is their first year doing it, so they don't get as much publicity for what they've done this season as the Ravens have.
In your blog this week, you wrote, "While the Ravens are thinking about the Super Bowl, the Texans are thinking about earning the first road playoff victory in franchise history." Why do you see that as an advantage for the Texans?
The Super Bowl is 3 games from now, and the Ravens have spent all of the last couple of weeks and most of this season talking about this is the year to go to the Super Bowl. Well, you have to win this week and next week before you get to the Super Bowl. The Texans, they're not even talking about a Super Bowl. They're so focused on this game that I think they do get a slight advantage in that sense. Whether it plays out and means anything come game time, it probably won't. But after the game, we'll say that it did.
Jerome Solomon is a sports columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Jerome, thanks for speaking with me.
No problem. Thank you.